This is what used to be known as Mother Teresa's first love, Caligot, the home for the dying and destitute. She established it in 1952 to provide the poorest people in Calcutta a home where they could die or get well in peace. The nuns say their work will not be affected by the publication of her letters, just like Mother Teresa's work was not affected by her inner search for God. Sister Glenda knew Mother Teresa for many years.
In everyone's life there will be some crisis, and Mother also had that crisis. But we didn't experience her crisis, because always it was hidden. She always encouraged us that God is helping us, God is with us.
In the 10 years since Mother Teresa's death, Missionaries of Charity has continued to expand, adding 66 new homes in more than a dozen countries, including Israel, Algeria, Bosnia, Azerbaijan, and Afghanistan. Today there are a total of 757 missions in 134 countries, with more than 4,800 nuns from all over the world. And the Vatican is moving to formally recognize Mother Teresa as a saint, but that is proving to be a tricky and lengthy process. Although the Vatican has recognized the healing of a tumor in an Indian woman as one miracle, a second miracle must be recognized before Mother Teresa can be canonized. Sister Nirmala took the lead of the Missionaries of Charity 6 months before Mother Teresa died.
For the whole church, it's official recognition. Once she becomes a saint, with official declaration that Mother is a saint who can intercede for all of us, and we can pray to her. And also she is a model, you know, we can follow her example, we can follow in becoming better people and saints.
Mother Teresa's critics say she might have been more effective had she tackled the issues surrounding the root causes of poverty. But people who knew Mother Teresa say her mission of caring and love was felt throughout the world. Ashish Chakraborty is the editor-in-chief of the Telegraph newspaper in Calcutta.
She made people identify with poverty, do something about poverty.
Chakraborty says Mother Teresa's work exceeded the borders of a religious mission.
10 years down the line, you know, that I think is her greatest legacy. You know, ask any people in anybody in on the Calcutta streets, whether somebody is rich, poor, or just happens to know about her. They'll know about Mother Teresa, Missionaries of Charity.
And 10 years after her death, her mission continues, and people of different religions continue coming to the homes that she established. Many of them still have no other place to go. Anya Ardaeva for VOA News, Calcutta.